that smile on your face. When I'm locked in your eyes, I never want you escape. Yeah, you're my summer breeze when the winter is so cold. Just let me hold your hand until the day that we go.
Hey, good peeps of Pig City and the Global Village, welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 24 miniseries spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. They call me Bruce, and I'll be your host. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place at Cottonwood Acres just outside Portage la Prairie, Saturday, August 24th, and Island Park in Pilipie, Sunday, August 25th, an easy 45-minute drive from Winnipeg. Since 2014, the festival has been the stage for a diverse group of headliners, new artists, and buzz bands, and a safe place for every kind of people. Full details online at whoopandholler.com and all socials. Series episodes can be found at umfm.com. CJUM 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Episode 6, Fred Ackaby. Fred Ackaby is an Indigenous artist and musician from Portage la Prairie who has been playing in bands for years, usually with the same three cohorts. He did front his own band Regrets on Fire for a single show at the Bulldog Event Center in Winnipeg. You can find it on YouTube. Since then, he has continued working as an independent artist, teaming up with Aaron Peters for our opening song, Chaos in the Flame, which can also be found on YouTube. Lately, his music has turned to more acoustic sounds, as Fred began performing at numerous open mics, including Whoop and Holler. And that's how he landed in this year's lineup. Experience Fred Ackaby online on his YouTube channel or Facebook page. Welcome, Fred Ackaby.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man. It's just really, really great to be part of this.
Well, we're excited to get to know your music. We came in with Chaos in the Flame, and as we mentioned, a song and video that you worked on with Aaron Peters. Tell us about the song and working with Aaron Peters. I mean, that's a big name to be working with.
Yeah, actually, I've known Aaron, for years. I've known him since, I was a teenager, kept in touch, throughout the years and stuff. You know, I've always been inspired by his music and, what he's been doing, with his music. Throughout the years, keep in touch once in a while. I come across him again about him having his studio and wanting to record other artists and stuff. So, I figured, it's been a while, and I was kind of just honing my own material and stuff. So I figured, I've always wanted to kind of work with Aaron and collaborate. So one day I messaged him. We started talking and stuff, and I told him, I got some material. Maybe you want to come into your studio and check it out. So he told me to come in. I came in with, of course, Chaos in the Flame, but when I went in with that song, it was actually a fairly new song. So when I went there and I showed him a few other songs, and we decided to go with Chaos in the Flame. And my original plan when I went into the studio was to just record acoustic, maybe a little bit of electric guitar, maybe some keys, and then, some vocals. And Aaron being, the producer that he is, we sat down and we started, messing around with a few ideas and other stuff, And the song ended up being way huger than what I initially expected to record. It turned out to be like a full blown a rock ballad, I guess. And we just kept adding layers and stuff. So all the stuff on that song, all the guitars, the vocals, the backup vocals, the piano, synthesizer stuff, that's all I mean, right? And then he said he also had a drummer. He works with tons of musicians, very talented musicians. He had this one friend of his, what was his name? George Demidew, did the drum tracks. And I had actually gotten Dagan to come in and do the bass line for me. So it turned out greater than what I expected when I went in to record that song in Aaron's studio. And it was great.
I want to ask you, what's it like being pretty much the whole band, other than Dag? And we're going to come back to Dag in a second, but what's it like to, be your guitarist and your keyboardist and your vocalist and be the whole band?
Doing everything yourself, you basically have, more freedom to be creative, compared to I've played in bands for many years, and when we recorded actually stuff before when I was playing with my brother and a friend from high school played our drums and like I said, like, you know, we went to the studio and stuff, and, you know, we'd all sit around and we'd have to, you know, like, bounce ideas off of each other, or, you know, there's, you know, things that bands do, like when you're creating original music, right? And, you know, you're not always gonna be on the same page, but when it comes down to, you know, focusing on stuff that you want to do, especially if, like, you know, become like working on your original material, getting out there as an independent artist, and, you know, and you don't really have a band, you know, you don't really have any other choice. So, but yeah, and it kind of helps too, like, when, you know, if you can play multiple instruments. So yeah, it does come in handy, and it's like I said, you really have that freedom of expression, you know, to create what you want to create, you know, and all the ideas. But, like, you know, but also to working with a producer and always having outside input, you know, I'm always open to new ideas. And so it's just like, yeah, just if an idea works, it works. And, you know, if it doesn't, then, you know, you just keep trying, and just like, yeah. And it's a very, you know, a very relaxing process, I guess.
And just keep trying is a theme that comes back, not just in your music, but in your life. And when people find you on Facebook, the first thing they'll notice in your Facebook page is your deep support for those working to overcome addiction. Tell us the story behind that. Like, you don't just stumble onto it. This is something personal.
Yeah, with digging?
Well, just in general, the you know, like, you've got a, like I say, you've got a great support for all people that are working to better themselves.
You know, throughout the years, I've also known Dagan for a very long time. I've known him, like, for years, and I've always been aware of what he's been doing, and, you know, like, you know, changing your life and bettering yourself for, like, you know, like, just to be, you know, like, a better person, comfortable in your own skin, like, you know, because, like, when it comes to addiction, you know, you're always either running from something or you're hiding, and, you know what I mean, just like, and then when you're in active addiction or alcoholism, you know, you're lost, right? So you're basically using, you know, whatever vices to, like, you know, to numb yourself out or whatever. But, like, you know, and to see somebody, you know, kind of turn their life around and do what they're doing and doing something positive with their life and, you know, inspiring people, because, you know, when I heard about and kind of was aware of what Dagan was doing, and, you know, and I was in the middle of my own addiction and alcoholism, and I was like, you know, it inspired me, you know, to want to do better for myself and for my family and everything else, like, you know, everybody around me, like, you know, eventually I took those steps, and I put my best foot forward, decided to, you know, change my life and for the better, because, you know, it wasn't, for one thing, like, you know, playing in a band, you know, there's the whole stigma, you know, you mean living the rock and roll lifestyle, right? You know, it's all about, you know, that lifestyle, you know, the nightlife, right?
So, and you don't always get paid, but you always get beer.
It was all about the party, man, all the music, you know, everything like that, you know. And I grew up, like, you know, classic rock, 80s, 90s, you know, all that stuff, you know. So, you know what I mean? So you figure, you know, well, if you're going to be a musician, you know, that's the lifestyle you got to live, right? So, but, you know, after a while, you know, it does take its toll on you. And then, you know, it's just, you know, it just wasn't working for me anymore. So, you know, it was just like, and happening to see, you know, people like Dagan and Aaron, you know, doing positive things with their life, because I know they used to live that way too. And then for them to do what they love doing and what I love doing, you know, music, because after a while, like, you know, music just kind of takes a back burner after a while, right? And then you just kind of just lose interest, or, you know, it just doesn't seem fun anymore, right? So, but to see them actually do something, you know, having a studio and all the things that Dagan's been doing with, you know, supporting local scenes, bands, and everything like that, you know, and everything he's been doing, man, you know, it's like an inspiration, and, you know, that's kind of pushed me to, you know, to get back into music and actually to love doing music, right? So yeah, that's kind of how that all came about.
I mean, that fits in so well with Whoop and Holler, which is all about healing. Well, we're looking forward to your participation in the healing process that is Whoop and Holler. We mentioned it's a safe space. It is a healing space for absolutely everybody. What song should we leave the folks with? Perhaps something they can hear at the festival?
The Journey song.
Tell us about that.
So yeah, the Journey song, you know, it's like reconnecting with my culture and, you know, my indigenous side of me, like, you know, and learning about teachings and stuff, you know. And then one day I just happened to be thinking about, it's kind of a tribute to my mom. She had passed away during the pandemic. At the beginning of the pandemic, she had caught COVID, but she also had other health issues. So one day I was just thinking about my mom one day, and then, you know, and then everybody goes through this, you know, when you lose somebody you love or whatever, you know, and especially if you're, you know, of indigenous descent, right? You know, you have certain ways that we do when somebody passes or whatever. So that was kind of like what I was thinking about, right? And all these certain ceremonies and things that we do when we're saying goodbye to somebody. And that's kind of what the song is about. But, like, you know, it's also about healing as well, right? So that's kind of like my tribute, but it was also my own healing as to what the song kind of came about. And yeah, that's basically what it's about. And, you know, it's meant to, like, you know, if anybody hears the song, you can interpret it however you want. But, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody's kind of going through that same thing, that song was kind of meant to kind of, you know, kind of give you insight, maybe kind of pick you up and, you know, let you know that, you know, you're not alone, right? So, and that's what music does, right? It helps you out, and no matter what kind of situation you're in or whatever you're going through, music is always going to be there for you, right? And that's what that song is about. And, you know, the version I sent you, I actually had just put that together, just when I got up this morning, I just started, well, you know, I kind of just got the song ready for the Hoop and Holler thing, because I'm kind of using my own backing tracks, right? So rather than me just sitting there playing acoustic, you know, I'll be playing a little bit of lead and all these things. So I got all these, like, everything that I'm going to be playing with is all me. So I already had that ready to go. But then when I heard about, you know, doing the interview thing, I'm like, well, you know what, I got to put some lead on there and I got to put some vocals on there, right? So, I just kind of threw it together quickly. So it's like kind of like a quick mix. And yeah, but the Journey song is you know, it's meant for healing, and it's, you know, just meant for, like, you know, for anybody who may be going through that sort of thing. Hopefully it provides some sort of comfort.
Fred Ackerby, thank you for joining us on Whoop It Up with UMFM.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate this. And, you know, having some sort of support, you know, getting my music out there, you know, that's the goal, right?
And thank you for tuning in and supporting independent music, arts, and events. Check out all episodes at umfm.com. All details, tickets, food, directions, artists, everything can be found at whoopandholler.com. Search Whoop and Holler on all social media. And please do join us in person Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.
you're burning strong. The journey song will light the way to help you move along. The elders' words are kind to say that it's their time. The spirit needs to, needs to soar among the stars so you know where they are. They'll always guide you, yeah, 'cause this road is such a long